is yep, for the way that's who you think it is. The and Grimace me, mug. The Hello Kitty keychain. Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles filled with memories and magic are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and today we are exploring a topic that's a game changer, my friend, for any content creator, influencer, entrepreneur, especially if you're looking to build a lasting impact, and that is the power of evergreen content. So let's get into it. Why does some content continue to draw in an audience years after it's been published, while other content seems to fade almost as soon as it appears? Well, that is what we're going to unpack today. I'm really excited for us to redefine our content strategy. First, let's even talk about what is evergreen content, because you're like, Michelle, what is evergreen content? It is content that is always relevant. Much like the way evergreen trees retain their leaves all year round, this type of content remains useful and interesting to new and returning visitors because it addresses topics that are continually relevant to their needs, regardless of the current news cycle or season. Kind of like this podcast, I have a lot of episodes that are timeless, that are evergreen content, and that can be listen to anytime. It doesn't matter the time of year, the time of day, or anything like that. It is evergreen content. So that content continues to address topics that are relevant to the needs of my audience. Okay. So start to think about what type of content that you are able to create that can be evergreen that will help you continue to reach more people. Okay, I really love evergreen content because it's beneficial. Let's talk about a few reasons why evergreen content can benefit you. Okay, number one, sustained traffic. Evergreen content, it drives traffic to your site long after it's published. It's the gift that keeps on giving, right? Somebody can search a blog post like the benefits of hot oil treatments for natural hair. I did this blog post for Myel Organics maybe in 2016. That post is still searchable. And when people search certain words online, that content comes up years, 10 plus years later. Okay. So really start to think about that. Also, SEO benefits, right? Search engines love evergreen content because it stays relevant. This helps to boost your SEO, helping your site rank higher over time. So again, when you create content that is evergreen, that people can always search, it works in your favor. So yes, it's good to create content that, you know, may be about a certain time or a certain thing that happened or a certain event. But we want the bulk of our content to be evergreen. Why? Because it will continue to increase our visibility. When people search for specific keywords, you might have a blog post of that type of content on your blog, on your website. Now people are coming back to your website. So I hope you see why evergreen content is crucial. It's really crucial to you being able to continue to be found online. So search engine. Also building authority. When you provide valuable information that stands the test of time, you establish yourself as an authority in your field. People trust and rely on your expertise. Exactly what this podcast does. This podcast was created to help build my authority and expertise as a digital marketing professional. I have sustained traffic. I have evergreen episodes that anybody can come back to at any time, and it's going to remain relevant. Actually, almost all of the 400 episodes are probably evergreen content. Now, there are a few episodes that are about events that I had specifically, but they still have content in them that are evergreen. So no matter if the call to action or whatever was a specific time, a specific place, something happening right then, it is still evergreen. It's still able to be searched later on. So I want you today to think about how much evergreen content that you have and how can you continue to create content like that, okay? So let's talk about creating timeless content. Creating evergreen content might sound daunting. You're listening to me like, oh, Michelle, something else you want me to do, but it is about focusing on the fundamentals. Y'all know I focus on the fundamentals. I want to make this easy for you. I know when you listen to this podcast, you feel a sense of ease about your marketing because I break it down for you easy, right? So that you can understand it. So when we create content, I don't want it to be daunting, but let's focus on the fundamentals. Let's first identify the core issues. You should focus on topics that your audience will always find useful. If you're like me, if you're a digital marketer, topics like how to create a marketing plan, SEO basics, that is always going to be in demand. Why? Because it is universal. It's not going anywhere. SEO is not something that's like, oh, we only talk about that in the fall. It is something that you can continuously discuss. Everybody needs to create a marketing plan. That should be my next topic, how to create a marketing plan in 2024. So look out for that, because I'm going to put that on the list to create another episode. So I am always looking for evergreen content. Again, especially on this podcast, I share mostly evergreen content. So identifying those core issues, thinking about the topics that would be a best fit for your niche. Now, if you're not a digital marketer, of course, think of an area or what people would be searching for when it comes to your business that's always in demand. Now, quality over quantity. Evergreen content should be well-researched and well-written. Why? Yes, it absolutely should be, because it's about creating a comprehensive resource that people can return to time and time again. If it's not written well, if it's not well-researched, they can't continue to come back because it's going to be irrelevant, right? So quality. And this goes with any of your content. Stop just putting out content because you want to put it out, but scale back and think about the quality of your content. That matters, okay? The quality of your content matters. And then we want to also make sure that we update regularly, okay? To keep your content evergreen, you will need to update it as needed. This keeps it fresh and relevant, even if the basic topic doesn't change. You can always go back and do content upgrades on your content, right? On your blog post content. So let's recap. You're going to identify the core issues, focus on those topics that your audience will always find useful and valuable. Quality over quantity always wins, my friend. And then we're going to make sure that we update regularly. We update our content on a regular basis, okay? On a regular basis.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
All right. I'm really excited. I get so excited when I create these episodes because the content is just, oh, I love sharing this valuable information. So let's talk about that evergreen content in action, okay? Let's talk about how this looks in real life. I've used evergreen content on my blog to continuously attract new leads without having to constantly create new content. That same way as a podcast. This podcast is a way for me to reach people without me having to constantly create new content. Although I do episodes every week, if I wanted to stop, I could. I'm not going to stop. Don't you worry. I'm going to keep creating episodes as long as I can keep creating episodes. Send me some ideas. If you want, you know, you got some episodes that you want me to talk about, some topics you want me to talk about, send me an email. Send me a DM on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and let's talk about it, okay? But I've used evergreen content on my blog to continuously attract new leads. This strategy allows me to focus on other aspects of my business, knowing that my content is still working for me in the background. So not just my blog, everywhere, okay? You can create evergreen content for Instagram, for your YouTube channel, for your podcast, so that people can always come back and search, especially those places, because those are long form, right? YouTube is a long form platform and a search engine. And so people will continue to come back and search. Your blog is on your website. That is amazing. And so people will also continue to search. So it is something that I love because this way you are still getting leads without having to work so hard. But let me back up and say, this is a long process. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. You're not going to write a blog post and then people are going to be knocking on your door the next day. You have to play the long game with all of this, okay? I'm not one of the people who are going to tell you, oh, $10,000 in 2 weeks, you're going to grow 10,000 followers. I would rather be realistic with you and tell you the truth about really growing and what that entails. And it's not going to be an overnight game. So I'm not even going to tell you that. But if you do have a strategy and you stick to it and you continuously create evergreen content on whatever platform that is, it will eventually work in your favor. Okay. It will work in your favor. So you have to continue to stick with it. I've continued to stick with this podcast. It's going on 4 years. I am so ecstatic. We have over 400 episodes. Shout out to you for believing in my podcast, for coming to this podcast as a resource of valuable information to help you with your marketing, to help you grow your business. If you're a marketing professional, to help you keep up on the latest and greatest, I got you. I love what I do. And so to be able to provide evergreen content that continues to work for people, continues to work for my business, excites me. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode. And if you, my friend, are thinking about how you can weave evergreen content into your own strategy and you're not sure where to start or how to even make your content timeless, you already know I'm here to help. You can book a one-on-one power hour with me and let's get to crafting your content strategy. Now, I do one-on-one power hours. You can ask me anything about your marketing. Come to this call with anything, any questions that you have. You can talk to me for an hour. Sometimes this goes more than an hour, but book your one-on-one power hour with me. I love chatting with you to help you really build and grow your business and transform your audience engagement. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, go head down to the show notes. You already know the link will be there for you to book your one-on-one power hour, or you can always send me a DM on Instagram to connect. If you have more questions, you want to ask me anything, go ahead and send me a DM on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames. Let's book a power hour and talk about it. Okay. So thank you so much again for tuning into today's episode of Social Media Decoded. My friend, I want you to remember, in the world of content, what's timeless is valuable. So make sure that you think about that when you are creating your content, how much evergreen content you want to create, how much other type of content you want to create, okay? And friend, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. Tell your friends. And if you found today's episode helpful, please consider sharing it with someone who would benefit from making their content strategy evergreen. Until next time, my friend, keep creating, keep innovating, and keep decoding the secrets of digital success. I will talk to you all in the next one. Peace.
L is for the way.
That's who you think it is. The Grimace Mug. The Hello Kitty keychain. Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles filled with memories and magic are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. At participating McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.